Psalms week 4, day 6, the state of humiliation before the Father. Psalm 121, a song for the ascents. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from whence comes my help. My help is from Yehovah, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He who keeps thee will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Yehovah is thy keeper. Yehovah is thy shade on thy right hand. By day the sun shall not smite thee, nor the moon by night. Yehovah will keep thee from all evil. He will keep thy soul. Yehovah will keep thy going out and thy coming in, from now and even to eternity. And the topics here are the state of humiliation before the Father, and the Lord's temptations in general, and that it is a prayer to the Father to guard him or keep him. Explaining the words, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, we read, mountains here mean the heavens. And as in the heavens, those who are in the goods of love and of charity dwell upon the mountains and hills, and the Lord is in these goods. To lift up the eyes to the mountains also means to the Lord, from whom is all help. When mountains in the plural are mentioned, both mountains and hills are meant. Consequently, both the good of love to the Lord and the good of charity toward the neighbor. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. This means that he will not suffer the natural to go astray from truths. For so far as the natural goes astray, so far the interiors, which belong to the understanding and will, also go astray. Yehovah is thy keeper. Keepers or watchmen used to be upon the walls, spying whether an enemy was coming, and by a cry announcing what they saw. By them, in the internal representative sense, is meant the Lord, and by their watch, his continual presence and protection, as in this Psalm of David. Moreover, by watchmen are meant prophets and priests, consequently, the Word. To keep the going out and the coming in is to protect everything of the life according to the state of good and truth. Yehovah is thy shade on thy right hand. This signifies to be a defense against evil and falsity. Shade stands here for a shady place to preserve from hurt, and right hand for power and wisdom from divine truth, which would be hurt by evil and falsity unless the Lord defended. Because this is what is signified, it is said, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The sun here signifying the love of self, and thence all evil, and the moon, the falsity of evil. Because from that love of self is all evil, and from evil all falsity, therefore it is said, Yehovah shall keep thee from all evil, and he shall keep thy soul. Soul signifying the life of truth. Questions and comments. Number one. This psalm, in the highest sense, is a prayer to the Father as the Lord was experiencing temptation on earth. This seems to indicate the value of prayer when we are in temptation, and that we can use the psalms to help us form our prayers to the Lord if we are struggling to know what to say to the Lord. Number two, how can we actually use the Lord as our shield, or let him shield us? What does he do for us that shields us? And what does he specifically shield us from? How does prayer relate to the Lord acting as our shield? Number three, protection by the Lord is a strong theme in this psalm. How does humility relate to the Lord's protection? How does humility relate to prayer?